Good morning. Today's daf in Erevin, Sadi Gimel. We're on Sadi Beis Amud Beis. We are starting with the words Amalehu Abaye. Abaye's response. So he's responding. So obviously that means that things were said to him. So let's go over quickly what we said over yesterday. Both the Mishnah on Sadi Beis Amud Aleph and the commentary that was given towards Abaye in Abaye's general direction. And now and then we're going to start this morning with Abaye's response. So you remember the Mishnah yesterday on Sadi Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah discussed a large enclosure that borders a small enclosure. Gadol samach lekatan. You have a large roof going right into a small roof. Or chatzar gedola shenifrasa lekatana. Or you have a big chatzar going right into a small chatzar. So in these circumstances, so when you have a big right next to the small, so how do we view the two of them? How is this symbiotic relationship created? Not created, but rather, how is it to be viewed? And so the halacha is very clear. The Mishnah says it very clearly. Gedol mataris katana asura. So the large chatzar is going to be acceptable, meaning no restrictions. You can carry in the large one, but you cannot carry in the small one. And then the Mishnah adds also the important words of mimneshi kipischa shegedola, because it's like the entrance of the large one. And so effectively, we said the following yesterday from the Mishnah. One is that you can carry in the large one because the large one is surrounded by four walls. Actual physical walls are surrounding the large chatzar. Now, as far as the rooftop is concerned, so briefly we discussed it yesterday, as that takes us back to the beginning of this parak, in terms of how to view the rooftops, how to view the walls of the rooftop, where are the walls of this rooftop, the principle of good asik, but we leave that aside for now, and we're just going to deal with the Mishnah in of itself, and that is that you can carry in the large one because it's surrounded by walls. Walls surrounding you on all sides, even on the fourth side, open up to the small chatzar because there still are walls on the corners before it opens up into the small chatzar. And so therefore, from the large chatzar, you have four walls. However, on the small chatzar, you only have three walls. That fourth side is open in its entirety to the fourth chatzar. And so, to the larger chatzar. And so therefore, you only have three walls surrounding the small chatzar. It is nifrat bimaloa. It is totally, entirely opened up into the large chatzar. So therefore, the smaller chatzar, you are not allowed to carry. But the Mishnah also adds, and this is the point now of discussion between Abaye and his colleagues. And the Mishnah also says that the way we're going to view the small chatzar, it's basically like an entrance to the large chatzar. It's a foyer. It serves as a foyer to the large chatzar. Now, that means to say that when you are in the large chatzar, so the small chatzar is drawn in your direction. It's almost like an annex of where you are. The Gemara yesterday discussed this and gave many applications of this idea that the way we're going to be viewing the small chatzar is almost like it's an annex to the large chatzar. So just to quickly run over five different examples that were given yesterday. One, let's say in the large chatzar you had a kerem, you had a vineyard, and you planted zrun, you planted either greens or grains in the small chatzar. So there we say that you planted those in a vineyard, meaning despite the fact that the greens or the grains that you planted are from a linear perspective, from a distance perspective, gives you the safe, comfortable distance that necessary so that you're not violating the Isser of Kalaim. But because Halacha views the small chatzar as an extension, as an annex of the large chatzar, so thereby, when you plant the grains or the greens in the small chatzar, so it's as if you're planting it in the large chatzar. Good, that's one example. Another example, says the Gemara, is that let's say a woman is primed to receive a get, and she's standing in the large chatzar, and the get's thrown into the small chatzar, so it works as well. Because this is viewed as if now the get is drawn into the large chatzar, and she now is standing in the same chatzar as the get. Okay, we went over this in much greater detail yesterday. I'm just quickly running through the examples that we spoke about yesterday. Another example, let's say I have the tzibur davening in the large chatzar and a shliach tzibur davening in the small chatzar. So is the shliach tzibur, can he be pulled in the direction of the tzibur? Yes. Because once again, we view the small chatzar as an annex of the large chatzar. Again, all this, by the way, in the opposite, it wouldn't work. Another example, let's say you have nine men davening in the large chatzar, one man davening in the small chatzar, so then yes, once again, so that one man can be pulled in the direction of the nine to create a minion. The fifth example, and the final example that we ended with yesterday, is let's say there is tsoa b'gedola, so you have excrement in the large chatzar, so a person cannot say kriyashma or daven or learn Torah in the presence of Tzoa, the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Dalet Chaf Hey. So anyway, so the so let's say there is Tzoa in the Gedola and the person is in the Katana. So that person now is viewed as if he's saying Kriya Shema in a Makom Tzoa. Okay, so which obviously would be prohibited. Okay, so those are five different examples where we're looking at the small chatzar as an annexed, as a subdivision of the large chatzar, and so therefore, if something is pullable, okay, not the best English, but if something is pullable, if you could draw it in the direction of the large chatzar, so then halacha will allow you to draw it in the direction of the large chatzar, and we just went through five different examples. All this is as per the Gemara that we had yesterday. These are the Amoraim that discuss this in front of Abaye. And now we start this morning with Abaye's response. Amaluhu Abaye. So when Abaye hears this, so what's his response? His reaction. Imke matzina mechitza liser. So Abaye says, we come up now to really what seems to be an impossible conclusion. And that is that, look, let's take the mechitzas away. Let's go to the first case of the vineyard and the Zeraim. If we were to take the mechitzas away, and we were just to look at the vineyard and the Zeraim, so we're at a safe distance one from another. By the way, safe distance is 4 amos. Right? We'll talk more about that later this morning. So they're at a safe distance away. But now because you put this perimeter chatzar around, where the kerem is in the large chatzar and the Zeraim in the small chatzar, and now because you're telling me that the small chatzar is drawn to the large chatzar, so now we're looking at an isser. So without walls, there is no isser. And then with walls, there is an isser. And to that, basically, what Abaye is saying is, come on, that's impossible. We don't find that walls create problems. If anything, walls only create solutions. And you're telling me now that a wall creates a problem? And he spells this out. So, if there was no mechitza, so 4 amos distance would be sufficient. Vilu ashla asur, and now it's going to be asur. And Abaye says that's just simply impossible. I don't understand. So Amalu Rabbi Zera la Abaye. So Rabbi Zera says to Abaye, "Lo matzina mechitza liser." So Rabbi Zera says, "This is really unprecedented. We never find this before." Va'atanan. And so what the Gemara now is going to do is to point to a number of different areas within halacha where we do find that there seemingly is a isurim created by a mechitza. And so here we go now, attempting to find a scenario in halacha, some precedent in halacha where mechitzas actually create nisr. So number one, chatzar gedol shenifrat zel katana. If I have a large chatzar going into a small one, gedola mutara su katana. So remnim neshi kipitz chasho gedola. So we start with our mishnah. Good. So the classic case of large chatzar, small chatzar. Fine. Now ilu hishvas kifufeha. Now let's do the following. Let's actually run a new wall straight from the small chatzar straight into the large chatzar. Now if you have a picture in front of you, it's really helpful to take a look at the picture and see the picture inside. So basically what we've done now is with a wall, we've created now an even status between the small and large chatzar. So basically now, there is no longer a small and large chatzar. They are two chatzeros that are next to one another, open in its entirely one into the other, and we know the halacha. So gedola nami asur, the large one is going to be asur. So now the fact that we're calling it the large one only is because of its history, meaning currently it's not the large one now. Currently they're at the same size with one another. So what do we find over here? You made a wall and it made a problem. It created an isser. So Amrlei Hasam Sigl Mechitzasu. So Abaye says that's not a precedent. That's not a good case study at all. No, with the addition of these new walls that you're running into the large chatzar, the problem is that you have now taken away the original walls. You have created interior walls to the original walls. So the problem is not that the mechitza creates isser. The problem is that the mechitzas are negating the original walls. That's the problem, and that's not a good case study. So the Gemara says, fine. Amalu Ravala Abaye. So here we go now, trying to come up with cases in halacha where walls create a problem. V'lam matzina mechitza l'isser. Really, you don't find that? Walls create a restriction. V'ha itmar. The Gemara says, what about the following, as we are now in the top of Tzadigim Amad Aleph? Let's say we put schach on an achsadra. So the achsadra is basically it's a pavilion, and it's four poles in the four corners, and I put schach on top of it. So we are now discussing where it's not exactly a pavilion, meaning that what you have really is that you have two walls around going along the sides, and it's open on the front and on the back. Now, it has pitzimim. Now, what that means, again, if you have a picture over here, really helpful to take a look at a picture over here, is that in the corners, what you do have is you actually have corners, meaning on the front and on the back, so the walls go in to the front and into the back. And you now have a kasher sukkah. What do you need for a kasher sukkah? You need three walls, but you don't really need three walls. You need two walls and the third wall being a tefach. And yes, there is much discussion in terms of how to configure that third wall with its tefach. But let's leave that aside for just a moment. In other words, it's a kasher sukkah with the two walls on the two sides, on the two opposite sides. And on the front and the back, you have the corners coming in. So you have a kasher sukkah. Now, in such a scenario, ilu hishva p'simaha psula. Now let's do the following, similar to what we described in the previous case. So now we're going to run new walls interior. So that basically what we've now done is that we flushed the both sides, so that I'm looking at right now from the inside only two walls on the two opposite sides and total clearing on the front and on the back. Again, see if you have a picture, it's really helpful. And so what do we have over here? So we have a scenario in which we've created walls and those walls created a problem. The mechitzas create iser. Now hopefully already you anticipate Abai's answer. I'm going to lay Abai l'didi. So Abai says, look, first and foremost, if you asked me, I would say k'shera, I would say it's kasher. And Rashi points that over here. We're onto the topic of pitikra yorid v'sostim. The edge of the roof comes down. So Abai says, look, I'm not even going to entertain this discussion personally, because I personally feel that even with the flush walls on the side, you do still have four walls to the sukkah, based on the principle of pitikra yorid v'sostim. When you have the edge of the roof and it's a flat edge, Rashi over here makes that point very clear. When you have a flat edge of the roof, so then what happens is that the edge comes down in order to create a wall. That's the principle pitikra yorid v'sostim. So Abai says, look, I don't even have a problem with this case altogether. But lididcha, but Abai says to Rava, but I know you, and I know you're not subscribing to pitikra yorid v'sostim in this situation. And a discussion to be had, why not? Why wouldn't Rava subscribe to pitikra yorid v'sostim? But Abai says, but even according to you, silik mechitzos he. Again, what are we talking about over here? It's not that the walls created a problem, it's that the walls negated the original walls, meaning I had walls already up in the sukkah. And the way the walls were originally configured, we had a kasher sukkah, because I had corners, and I not only had the side, but I also had the front and the back. I had enough walls in the front and the back to create a kasher sukkah. With these new walls over here, it's not that the new walls are creating an iser. The new walls are simply negating the original walls. That's the problem over here. Again, not a good case study. And so here we are now, round number three. Amaluhu Rabba Baruch Hanla Abaye. Right? It's like the Amoraim are lining up in front of Abaye, each one trying to present a challenge. And Abaye just simply knocks each one down, one after another. So this is round three. L'matzina mechitza le'eser v'atayin. The Gemara says, well, why don't we discuss the following scenario? Bai shechetzi u'mekura v'chetzi u'nemekura. Let's say I have a house where the roof only goes halfway into the house. Okay, strange configuration, but still, roof goes halfway in. So what you could do is the following: gafanim kan, muta lezroa kan. And the halacha is that if I have vines or a vineyard on one side, so then what I could do is I can plant grains or greens on the other side, meaning that there's no issur of kalim. Now, we're going to keep hitting this point again and again, so let's just establish right now that when it comes to the issur of kalim, so we talked about there has to be a distance between a vineyard and the grains and the greens, of four amos, okay? That's if it's a vineyard, by the way. If it's vines, you don't need as much of a distance. But anyway, you need four amos of distancing. However, mechitza, when you have a mechitza partition separating the vines and the greens, or the vines and the grains, so then you don't need any distance whatsoever. The mechitza allows for you to plant directly on one side the vineyard, and directly on the other side the grains and the greens. Good. That's the halacha when it comes to kalayim. Okay, I understand. It sounds a little bit strange, because what does the wall do? Is the wall not creating separation below, meaning the wall only needs to be made above? Nevertheless, though, however, that's the halacha. We're saying it clearly. So now, not only is a wall going to be sufficient creating a partition between a vineyard and the grains, and Zraim, but even a halachic wall would be sufficient. Now, that's a tremendous chiddush, but that's what we're learning right now in this braisa. So in this braisa, when the roof now goes half to the halfway point of this house and stops, So once again, we have this our position of Pitikar Yod Visosim. The edge of the roof comes down now. So we have a halachic wall coming down. With this halachic wall coming down, so a vineyard can be planted on one side, Zraim can be planted on the other side, and that is the Braisa. Now, here we go. Ilu Hishva is Kiryo Aser. Now, let's say we finish off the roof. So we're now making more wall. Okay, admittedly over here more roof. But once we're making more wall, so now with more wall, we create an Iser. Previously, it was mutter to plant vineyard and zera right next to one another with the halachic wall partitioning, separating the two of them. But now when I finish the roof, so now with the creation of more wall, I create an Iser. So Amar Leh, so Abai's answer over here, and you probably already guessed it, Hasam Silk Mechitzos Hu. What are you talking about? You didn't create a wall. You removed a wall. Meaning we had Pitikar Yod Visosim having a halakhic wall coming down. With the completion of the roof, we no longer have Pitikar Yod Visosim. You didn't create a wall. You took away a wall. Okay, so, no good. So the Gemara says, okay, here we are, round four. Shalach Le Rava La Abai Biad Rav Shmai Ba Ze'iri. Now, Rava already directly asked Abaye, right, I'm imagining, not because I'm right, but maybe Rava thought of this question after he left. Anyway, he sent this question with Rav Shmaya Bar Ze'iri. But another question that he poses to Abaye, and that is as follows. V'lo matzina mechitza l'isser, really? We have no such case in halacha where mechitza creates an isser. How about the following? Yesh b'mechitza sekerem l'hakal l'achmir. That when it comes to walls in a vineyard, sometimes kula, sometimes chumra. Ketzad, so let's go over. So kerem anatua ad ikar mechitza. If let's say we have a vineyard, and you plant the vineyard up to the base of a wall. Zorei mi'ikar mechitza ve'elech. So on the other side of the wall, you could plant your zeraim, grains, greens. You can plant it directly on the other side of the wall. Shilo ein sham mechitza marchik arba amos v'zorei. Now, if there was no wall, so then you'd have to go to a distance of 4 amos. But with the wall, however, so you can plant kerem on one side, Zeraim on the other side, immediately on the other side. V'zeo mechitza kerem lahakal. Now, good. So that's the kula of walls and kramim. However, lahachmir keitzad. Now, what would be an example of being machmir? So hayam mashuch min hakosel achadas reyama. If let's say it's at a distance 4 amos away from the wall, lo yavi zeret l'sham. So you cannot bring any grains or grass over there. Sorry. Any greens are greens over there. So lo yavi zer l'sham shemalei mechitza marchik arba amos v'zorea. So now, if there was no wall, so then you can go 4 amos and plant. But now that there's a wall, so even with 11 amos you can't plant. Now, in a moment, we're going to understand this a lot better. But in the meantime, however, just given the facts, what comes out now is that a mechitza creates chumra. V'zoi mechitza sekerem la'achmir. And the Braisa concludes. What do we have over here? Mechitzas akerem, walls for the vineyard, which create a chumra. So Amar Leh, so Abaye says, that also was a nice try. But Amar Leh, Abaye says, I'll tell you what. Let me help you in terms of asking the question. And then, after I give you even a better question to ask me, so I'm going to answer your question, and I'm going to answer my own question, which quite frankly was even a better question. So Amar Leh, L'tamech, so he says to him, now, let's go with your thinking. Uzvan mimis nisin. Why don't you ask me a question from a Mishnah? Meaning, you quoted a Braisa. He says, let's do one better. Let's quote a Mishnah. Did not, and here we have a Mishnah. We saw this Mishnah earlier. We have seen this Mishnah earlier. Anyway, so let me ask you a question based on the following Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalayim. In the fourth parak of Kalayim. So we learned the following Mishnah. Karachas HaKerem, if we're talking about literally a bald spot in a vineyard. Again, clarity will come in just a moment. So Beit Shammai Omrim, Esrim V'Arba Amos. So Beit Shammai says, we have to be talking about 24 Amos. Beit Hillel Omrim, Shesh Esrei Amos. And Beit Hillel says 16 Amos. Mechol HaKerem, if we're talking about, now literally Mechol is a circle, right, like Choni Amagel. So but Mechol HaKerem, if we're talking about the circles in a vineyard, so Beit Shammai Omrim Shesh Esrei Amah, or Beit Hillel Omrim Shteim Esrei Amah, so now the numbers are 16 and 12. Okay, we need a lot of clarification, but the Mishnah is going to give us the clarification. So Ve'ezi Karachas HaKerem, what's an example of the Karachas? What's the bowl vineyard? So kam shechar v'emtzei asav. So we're talking about a vineyard where there is a space right in the middle of the vineyard. So im ein sham sheshesrei ama lo yavi zer l'sham. So you need 16 amas. If you don't have 16 amas in this spot, in the middle of the vineyard, so then you cannot plant anything else over there. Anything else we meaning either grains or greens. Zrayim. Hayusham shesha sreyama. But now, if there's 16 amas, no nosan lekidei avodosav v'zer esha mosar. So what you can now do is as follows. With 16 amas of space between our two vineyards, so what you can do is as follows. First of all, there is the kidei avodosav. The amount that you need, the room that you need to work, which is 4 amas, right? So, again, if you're looking at a picture, it'd be really helpful over here, but here, it's pretty straightforward. In that, between my area of the two vineyards, this is all according to Beis Hillel. So I need 4 amas of working space. Then, how much is significant farmable area? So that's 8 amas. So that's 4 plus 8 plus 4, that's 16. That's the 16 amas. Anything less than that, so then you don't have enough workspace and you don't have enough farmable area, and therefore it's no good. So, Ezuhi Mechol HaKerem. So, and by the way, for Beis Shammai, the farmable area in the middle is 16 amas, and that's how he got to the number 24. Okay, why according to Beis Shammai is it 16 farmable amos area, and not the 8 of Beis Hillel. So Rashi discusses this a little bit. So I encourage you to take a look at the Rashi, who gives a pshat in the Shita of Beis Shammai. In the meantime, however, let's continue in the Gemara. Eze Mechol HaKerem. Now, what's an example of Mechol HaKerem? So Bein HaKerem LeGeder. So that's the distance between the vineyard and the wall. So over here, we're not having a clearing in the vineyard, but basically the vineyard is up to a wall, but the vineyard stops short of the wall. How much does the vineyard have to stop short of the wall so that I can plant something else in between the vineyard and the wall? So according to Beis Hillel, 12 amas. She'im ein sham she'mesrei ama lo yavi zera l'sham. Hayusham she'mesrei ama, nosan lo kidei avodosav v'zereis es hamoser. So over here you need 12 amas. Why? So the reason is as follows. You need 12 amas because once again, after the vineyard, you need kidei avodosav. You need working area. So working area is 4 amos. Then you need farming area. Now, as opposed to the previous case where I needed 8 amos of farming area, here you only need 4 amos of farming area. The reason being is that because in the previous case you were in the center of a vineyard, so you had vineyard on each side, so you needed 4 amos on one side, 4 amos on the other side. As opposed to over here where I'm going up against a wall, so therefore I only need 4 amos of a farmable area. Now, where do we get that last 4 amos? So that's support for the wall. Okay, the wall, if you're planting right up against the wall, so that is going to, it's going to compromise the integrity of the wall. So therefore, I need a 4 amos clearing from the wall out. So it's 4 amos farmable area. Sorry, 4 amos of kidei avodasah, of just room to work. 4 amos of farmable area. 4 amos of wall support. There you have it. So that's the 12 amos up against the wall. So basically, Abai says to Rava, so now, we have a Mishnah. So you're telling me that walls create Isser, and you quoted the Braisa. Abai says to Rava, first of all, don't quote me a Braisa, quote me a Mishnah. Rashi over here writes that, obviously, if you're going to be citing a source, it is more authoritative to quote a Mishnah than that of a Braisa. So that's number one. That's point number one, Abai says to Rava. So quote me a Mishnah. And now point number two is that now that we quoted the Mishnah, now that I quoted the Mishnah, not a problem. Elahasam lav hainu taima. The reason why that Mishnah doesn't pose a problem is because eladachol arba amos legabe keren avodas hakeren. Because when it comes to 4 amos regarding a vineyard, so that's avodas hakeren. Legabe geder kevin delom mizdaran afkurim afkerlu. And nobody plants right up against the wall, meaning you could, but people don't. Because you need the integrity of the wall. And planting within such proximity to the wall is going to compromise that integrity of the wall. So no one's going to do that. Debeni, debeni. And now the space in between, iika arba chashivan, vi'i lo chashivan. And so there, if I have 4 amas space, so then it's chashiv. And if I don't have 4 amas space, then it's not chashiv. Otherwise stated, what Abai says to Rava is, the wall is not the issue. Meaning the wall's not creating Isser. The only issue when it comes to Zraim and Kerem is, do I have enough room in order to plant? So it's not that the wall's creating Isser, the wall's just simply limiting the amount of space, the amount of room that I have to actually farm and to plant grains or to plant greens. So it's not that the wall is creating a new status, it's just that the wall is inhibiting the amount of room that I have on the ground that's immediately proximate to the wall. That's all. So it's not the wall is not creating a status, it's not giving a status. Okay, so with all that stated, so Abaye's question, a really funny ending to this Gemara, Abaye's question still stands. Meaning Abaye was wondering, how can walls create an Isser? Meaning in the case of Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana, where I planted the vineyard in the Gedola, I planted the Zrayim in the Katana, and because the Katana is pulled into the Gedola, halachically, so therefore we have now a problem that you planted grains or greens in a Keren. And Abaye says, and that's just so unusual, because now basically if I were to have removed the walls, so then we would have the distance, the safe distance of 4 amos, and everything would be fine. But now because of the configuration of the walls and the Chatzar Gedola and Chatzar Katana, so now we have Isser. Abaye says, where do we have that halachically? Where did we ever find that walls create an Isser? Walls usually help. Not usually, always help. And when does it ever hurt us? That was Abaye's question. And the answer that was proposed 5 times over by various Amorayim, Abaye says those are all terrible examples, and it's really unprecedented. And this is where the sugya ends, and Abaye's question really just stands. It just stands. It stands alone. Now, it could very well be that, in terms of the conclusion, it could very well be that, fine. So this is now not unprecedented, but we don't have another example in halacha. It could very well be. The Gemara just simply cannot find another example where mechitzas are going to create an Isser. At least Abaye can. So it could just simply be that his question really is how unusual a situation it is halachically, but not that he's rejecting the halacha. That's a possible way of interpreting the conclusion of the Gemara over here. I'm Rav Yehuda. We're continuing in the Gemara. We are on Sadi Gimel and Aleph. We are about 2/3 of the way down, a little bit more than that. And we're going to be starting a new discussion, not brand new discussion, but it's related to our topic of Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana, but it's going to take us way back into the Masechta regarding a Shayara. Let's remind each other. If I have an area that is more than 5,000 square amos and it's not enclosed for residential purposes, so it has the status of a Karpuf, and you cannot carry in that area. However, the Chachamim gave a Heter, people that are traveling, and stopped along the way. If there are 3 people residing in that area, so that area, even though it's enclosed and it's larger than a Beis HaSayim, nevertheless, that area is going to be called a Shayara. As such, one is allowed to carry in that area, provided that there are, 3 people in that area. So I'm Rav Yehuda, with all that stated. Now, by the way, another facet of that case of the Shayara is that the enclosure itself is not made with bona fide walls. It's made with either a shesi or an eruv, meaning ropes that go horizontally or poles that go vertically. They're within 3 tefachim one of another, but still, and you do have the principle of lavud, but still halachically that is considered an inferior wall. And so therefore, the allowance over here of the Chachamim is that if it's servicing 3 people, so it has the status of a Shayara, and therefore the Chachamim said that despite the fact that it's an inferior wall, nevertheless, a full allowance to carry within that area. Good. The Gemara now is going to be discussing the following. I'm Rav Yehuda, Shlosh Karfifyo Zebetzadzeh. Let's say I have 3 karfafs that are in a row. Ushnei mechitzonem megufafim, ve'emtzayim enem megufaf. Now here, a picture would be extraordinarily helpful. So basically what we have is that we have 3 enclosures that are contiguous one with the other. Each one of them is a karfaf. However, the specific configuration over here is that the exteriors are wider than the interior. So from the exterior, it's basically shaped like a Chatzar Gedola going into a Chatzar Katana. And from the other exterior, same. It is a Chatzar Gedola that goes and spills out into a Chatzar Katana. Under these circumstances, what do we say? Now I have 1 individual in all 3. I know the Gemara says it only says it 2 times, but it means it has it in all 3. So I have now 1 person residing in each of them. So we're going to give this the status of Eisha Yara. We're going to give this the status of Eisha Yara. Now, the reason why we're going to do that is because what have we said previously? We said previously that when I have a Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana, so we have the Chatzar Katana being drawn in the direction of the Chatzar Gedola. So that means to say that the center is drawn both to both exteriors. And so therefore now we have is the requisite three people necessary in order to create a Shayara. And therefore, there is not going to be a limit, there's not going to be any cap in terms of how large this enclosure can be made. Now, continuing, the Vada Emtsayim Megufaf, Ushnayim Mechitzonim Einam Megufaf, V'yachibazeh, Ein Osnen Lehem Ela Beishesh. On the other hand, if let's say, same thing, three karfafas, one open up to the, each one open up to the other, and I have now the center one which is large, and the exterior ones which are smaller. So under those circumstances, so there we are not going to say that we have the status of a shayara, and as a result of that, so you cannot carry anything more than beis sheish, meaning that the cap over here is going to be siksa, otherwise known as 5,000 square amas times three. Anything more than that, and it will simply not work. Basically over here, the outer karfafs now are being pulled to the center, right? The chatzar ketana is being pulled in the direction of the chatzar gedola. So we do not have three people over here. Meaning, basically, effectively, what I have is everybody's being pulled to the center, so I only have now one person in the center. And so, therefore, I don't have the necessary requirements in order to have the status of a shayara. Okay? Admittedly, this part over here is definitely a little bit tricky, just first to even visualize and then to even understand. But this is basically the Gemara's application of the principle of Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Ketana. So now, in this case that we just discussed, where the middle karfaf is the larger one, and the two exteriors are the smaller one, let's say I have one in this outer, one in this outer one, and two in the middle one. So, So the Gemara says, well, in either direction that we go, so we're going to have three. Or the Gemara says, alternatively, we could just take, of the two people in the center, we can move one in one direction, one in the other direction, and so therefore we only have two, and not the requisite three that we need. So the Intim Salama, the Gemara says, now let's consider Chad L'Hachanafik, Chad L'Hachanafik. Well, maybe what we're going to do is we're going to take the two people in the center, and we're going to split them, one going in one direction, one going the other direction. What if I have two in the outer karfaf, two in the other outer karfaf, and one in the middle? What do we say over there? Hacha vadai ilahacha nafik talsa havu v'ilahacha nafik talsa havu. So there now, wherever I take my guy in the middle, so he is now going to create three. Odilma emer lahacha nafik ve'emer lahacha nafik. So the or maybe I could take my one person in the center and say, look, he can go in either direction, but it's not determined which direction we should go. So v'hilchasa ba'ayin l'kula. Now the Gemara says that this question over here we're going to rule leniently. This is already a gzeira d'rabbanan. This is a rabbinic imposition over here. And on this question we're going to be mekel. And so therefore, even though it's not determined where we're going to send my middle guy, whether we're going to be sending him to the one exterior to the other exterior when it's not determined, but still, when all said and done, we could view it as three people. And therefore, we have the status of a shayara. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of our shayara discussion, which is based on the principle of Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Ketana. New topic. Amar Chista, we're in the last words of Amud Aleph as we now go to the Amud Beis. Gemara's discussion revolves around the following. And obviously what we're going to do is that we're going to pull it back to our Mishnah and our discussion, or not immediately. The Amr Rav Chista says the following, as we are now turning to the Amud Beis. Gidur chamisha mechitza chamisha in mitzdarfin. Ajihe okulo begidur, okulo bemechitza. Let's say we have an elevation of 5 tfachim, and then we have a wall of 5 tfachim. So Rav Chista says that does not create a wall. Now, wall obviously is 10 tfachim high, right? That's something which is well established over the course of this Masechta. But let's say that the wall really is a composite, meaning it is not 10 tfachim of wall, it's 10 tfachim of elevation. That means that the grounds that are separating these two chatzeros are going to not be even with one another, but a slight elevation, 5 tfachim elevation, to get from one chatzer up to the other chatzer. So from the lower chatzer, it looks like wall to you, meaning, and the Gemara in just a moment is going to make that point, but right now I'm just going to call it elevation so that we can, you know, we can discuss it the way the Gemara wants to discuss it, and that really it's a composite. So it's 5 tfachim of elevation, and then on top of that you had 5 tfachim of wall. So really what I now have is a wall, a composite wall, 5 tfachim elevation, 5 tfachim of actual wall. So Rav Chista now is mechadesh. He has the following novel idea, and that is no tziruf. We do not now have we cannot look at the composite and look at the total and say that we have 10 tfachim of wall. Asheh o kula begidur o kula b'mechitza. It's either going to be all elevation that creates the ten tefachim, or it's going to be all wall that creates the ten tefachim. But I cannot create a composite of 5 and 5. So Meisvei, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Sheichatzer zulam al mizu. Vel yonik vamin atachtan asar tefachim. If I have two chatzers, one is above the other, and the upper chatzer is 10 tefachim higher than the one below it. Or let's say I 5 and 5, 5 elevation plus 5 wall. So now, basically what I have is a wall separating these two chaseros. And therefore, they cannot make a joint Erev. We already established this earlier in the Masechta, that once a wall makes a total separation between two chaseros, and there's no Pesach allowing access from one to the other, so these are now segregated chatzeres, and you cannot make a joint area between the two. And now in this brisa, it's telling us that even if the wall that is creating, separating the two of them is going to be a composite of both elevation and wall, 5 tfachim elevation, 5 tfachim of wall, that is going to create the necessary mechitza to separate the two. So, pachus mikan, let's just finish the brisa. And if it's less than that, so marvin echad vein marvin shlein, so then we don't have a wall. And if we don't have a wall, so then they have to make a joint eruv, meaning that there is no wall separating these two chatzeros, and the only way that they be able to carry from homes into chatzer is only if they make a joint eruv. Good. Okay, but anyway, what's clear in the brace over here is that the wall that is a composite wall is in fact going to be considered a wall. And this is a direct question against Rav Chista. I'm a Rava. Moder of Chista betachtona, hoviro pnei asara. So Rava says, look, let's qualify Rav Chista's chiddush. If you're standing in the lower chatzer and what you're looking at is 10 tfachim of wall, meaning it is a composite of the elevation plus 5 tfachim of wall, but from your standpoint and from your vantage point, it is 10 tfachim of wall. And Rav Chista is not going to deny that. Of course, it is a wall. So what you're looking at is Pnei Asara. So the Gemara says, okay, Ihachi. So the Gemara says, fine, but let me then ask you. Tachtona Te'ar Shtayim below Te'ar Vechad. So then as far as the lower Chatzer is concerned, so they can't join with the upper Chatzer. So in other words, from their standpoint, they are totally segregated from the upper Chatzer. And El Yona, Lo Te'ar Vlo Echad Vlo Shtayim. Now, what if you're the upper chatzer? So, honestly, you're now stuck. Because on one hand, Rav Chista says that your wall does not qualify as a wall, which means that you are now combined with the lower chatzer. But you can't make an eruv with the lower chatzer, because from the vantage point of the lower chatzer, there are 10 actual tfachim of wall that are separating you and the upper chatzer. So, from the lower chatzer standpoint, so you make one eruv amongst just the lower chatzer. From the upper chatzer now is stuck. where on one hand their wall is not separating them from the lower chatzer. On the other hand, the lower chatzer is going to be prohibited from making an eruv together with the upper chatzer. Okay. So, and the problem is that the Braisa didn't say that. The Braisa said that the upper chatzer can create their own eruv, can make their own eruv. But seemingly that's not true. So Amar Rava Bar Ula Kigon Shaisa Al Yona Megufefes Ad Eser Amos. So the Gemara says, well, the Braisa is talking about an extraordinarily specific case. And that is that the upper chatzer does have wall around it, even on the fourth side. And yes, it's open to the lower chatzer, but that's not before you have brackets on the side. So brackets on the side and allow now for the upper chatzer to create their own independent eruv, as they have, as they do have the corner walls on the side. So the Gemara says, Yachim Asefa. The Gemara says, okay, but then read on in the Braisa, because the Braisa went on to say, Pachos Mikan, that if the walls are anything less than that, meaning less than 10 Fachim, Marvin Echad Vein Marvin Shnayim. So the Braisa says that they can only make one joint Erev, E by Chat Erev, E by Trey to Arev. But the way we've just presented the case, the way we just constructed the case, so the way it should work now is that the upper Chatzer, which has side posts, so they should be able to make a single Erev if they want. They can make a joint Erev if they want, but they could also make a single Erev under those circumstances. So, Amar Rava Berei de Rava Kagon, Shinifritza Tachtona Bimilua Le Elyona. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to have to play around a little bit with the configuration over here in order to understand the Braisa. From the standpoint of the upper Chatzir, so the upper Chatzir has a side post, as we already established. But now from the lower Chatzir is not as wide as the upper Chatzir. The lower Chatzir is narrower. Here, again, if you have a picture today, really helpful to see the picture so you can see what I'm describing. The lower Chatzir is narrower, so that way the lower Chatzir from end to end is only exposed to the opening of the upper chatzer, not the side post of the upper chatzer. So that's why the lower chatzer is not able to make their own eruv, because the lower chatzer is nifratz b'maloa. It is totally open, totally exposed to the upper chatzer, and that's why the lower chatzer is simply unable to make their own independent eruv. Yihachi. So the Gemara says, if that's true, tachtona chate arev trelo tarev. So as far as the lower chatzer is concerned, they can only make one joint eruv. And the and they cannot make their own separate eruv, as we already established. Elyona e by treita arev e by chat arev. As far as the upper chatzer is concerned, so they're in the driver's seat right now. They can make a joint eruv if they like, but they could also make their own eruv. Why? Because again, the way we configure the case now, the upper chatzer has got side posts, which is a fourth wall for the upper chatzer. So the braisa does not give us that impression. So in Nachanami, the Gemara says, well, you're right. As far as the Braisa is concerned, when the Braisa says that if it's less than that, they can make one Erev, but they can't make two Eruvin, that's Atachtona. That's only describing the lower Chatzar, not the upper Chatzar. Meaning, in the way that we have now the case currently constructed, so the upper Chatzar can do either one. They can make their own Erev. Again, they have their side posts. So they do have a fourth wall. So they can make their own independent Erev. And on the other hand, they're also open to there's a Pesach opening up to the lower Chatzar, so they can also make a joint Erev. They could do that as well. Good. That's from the perspective of the upper Chatzar. The lower Chatzar, being now that they are narrower and they're only open to the open area of the upper Chatzar, and it is less than 10 Tfachim, so the only way that they can resolve their carrying for Shabbos is only by making a joint Erev with the upper Chatzar. But they cannot make their own independent Erev. That's how we're going to understand the Braisa. Admittedly, that's a lot of context that's given to the Braisa. But again, though, the Gemara wants to defend Rav Chista, where Rav Chista says that I cannot make a composite wall. The simple reading of the Braisa seems to go against Rav Chista. The Gemara reconfigures the Braisa, so at least it's possible to read the Braisa and still defend the position of Rav Chista. Darsh Miriam, we'll just do a little bit more for this morning. Mareimer Darshan's Gidur Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Metzarfin. Mareimer just simply disagrees with Rav Chista. You can have a composite wall. If your wall is made up of 5 tefachim elevation, 5 tefachim of wall, it does work. Ashkechei Ravin L'Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Amar Lei Tani Mar Midi B'Mechitza. Did you learn anything regarding Mechitza Amar Lei Lo? And he said no. Okay, granted, it's strange back and forth, but anyway. V'hilchus, so the Gemara says, the halach is gidur chamisha v'mechitza chamisha mitzarfin, and the Gemara's conclusion is that it is, in fact, mitzarfin. They do, in fact, combine. You could take a wall, which is composite elevation and wall, and combine it to get to your requisite 10 tefachim in order to have a valid mechitza. Okay, adkan, that takes us to the end of the daf. I know there's a little bit more daf left. But nevertheless, we're going to stop over here. Let's quickly recap our morning. We started off this morning with the Chatzar Gedolah, Chatzar Katana. The Chatzar Katana is viewed as an annex of the Chatzar Gedolah, pulled into the Chatzar Gedolah halachically, and 5 different applications in yesterday's daf in which the Chatzar Katana is pulled into the Chatzar Gedolah halachically. As a result of that, the Gemara noted the Gemara noted 5 different halachas in which this is true. Abaye just could not believe it. Abaye says, now we have a scenario based on this principle that mechitzas are actually creating iser. Where else do we find mechitzas create iser? 5 Amorayim try to give various case studies to Abaye where we do find the mechitzas creating surim, but when all said and done, Abaye just simply knocks it all down. It's not true. We do not find anywhere else in halacha where a mechitza can create an iser. All those cases that were presented to Abaye were different issues, but it wasn't the mechitza that was creating the iser. The Gemara on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel and Aleph gave us the case of the karfifios that are configured in a configuration of Chatzar Gedolah, Chatzar Katana, and the discussion in which if I have 3 of them living in one area, so then we have the principle of Shayara, and we dealt with the configuration where it was wide, narrow, wide, versus narrow, wide, narrow, using the principle of Chatzar Gedolah, Chatzar Katana, in order to get to 3 people living in one place. On the top of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, we went through the halacha of Rav Chista. Rav Chista said you cannot create a composite wall of elevation and wall. 5 tefachim elevation, 5 tefachim of wall will not get you to 10 tefachim. That is Rav Chista's chiddush. The Braisa seems to reject this chiddush. The Gemara spent a good amount of time efforting to try to read the Braisa so that Rav Chista is not going to be difficult based on the Braisa. A challenging part of today's daf for sure. But nevertheless, the Gemara reconfigures the Braisa. Mareimar patently disagrees with Rav Chista. Mareimar is of the position that you can create a composite wall both based on elevation and actual wall and physical wall, and that will get you to a halach mechitza. And the Gemara concludes that the halach in fact follows like the Shita of Mareimar.